If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Strand. Okay. But you know, that's the hardest thing in the world. A belt, patent leather belt, and beads around the neck. Two of the hardest things you can wear.
Yeah, I guess that's about right.
Yeah, I'll make it hot. I got to pull them off. I don't buy either one very often. I can get out of it. I'm so glad the style don't have to have belt.
Yeah, I really like these styles these days. Makes dressing very easy. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really?
Beat him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
I just say he squats down or he got down on his knees now.
Okay, well, squats be fine. Mm-hmm. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Mother.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Fantastic. Oh, no. Spectacular.
Well, now, would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Tacky.
And would that mean somebody who is wearing...
Tacky clothes? Well, it'd be... And the slouchy means just cast this. Well, not very neat. Not neat. Mm-hmm. Slouchy means not neat. Tacky means pretty, you know, what, sort of out of place or odd.
Well, now, are these words equally applicable to men and women?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
like a Chesterfield. I don't know.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say,
active. They're active.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Oh, that's a weird thing.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Haunted. Haunted or haunted? What's the difference between haunted and haunted?
Hmm?
What's the difference between haunted?
I don't think there is
haunted.
Any. There's not any in my book, anyway. I mean, same thing. Let's see. A person might be afraid to go past a cemetery at night because he might be afraid he'd see.
I had a uncle in Northern afraid to go by the Presbyterian graveyard. Used to have graveyards around churches, you know.
Uh-huh.
One night, my dad and I were down that plane with his wife. This was before I married. We rode down there in the car. So I don't know whether he had the top thrown back or what, but anyway, his hat blew off. It was in March. Must have been March. Well, went over in the cemetery, and he wouldn't go again. He said he'd wait till tomorrow. He'd get it tomorrow. And he just left it and took it there. He was going up to the post office when we left his house to go home.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'll ride up the post office with you. So we had to pass this graveyard at the church. His hat just lifted off, went over in it. So Bob stopped the car. I'd rather be it. I'd fly it. Stopped the car. He said, well, just wait. He could. It's all right. He'll get tomorrow. Be that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He was scared that wouldn't go upstairs. He lived in a really two-story house, and he wouldn't go upstairs in the daytime, much less night.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Scared. Have you ever seen a ghost? Are you scared of him?
No, I have never seen a ghost. I thought I'd seen something one time, but I don't really watch anything.
What do you think you saw?
I just saw some white moving once, and I thought it was a ghost.
Uh-huh.
You believe in ghosts?
Well, I never saw one. You know, a lot of people do.
Two little niggas were talking about ghosts, you know, and one of them said to the other, said, you scared of ghosts? He said, yes, I am scared of ghosts. And he said, what did he say? I'm about to forget a joke. And he said, well, what was that ghost doing? Doing the last time you saw him? So he was fast falling behind.